This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Kelly Morlock can help you manage your wealth and retirement needs.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
This is Jim Henderson with the Feature Story of the Week. This week, we welcome a new neighbor to the coastside. His name is Eamon Allen, and he happens to be the captain in charge of the coastside division, if you will, of the San Mateo Sheriff's Office. Welcome, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. Thank you for having me.
You've been here on duty on the coastside for a short period of time. Any initial observations that strike you as being kind of an interesting assignment for you?
Well, I think what just strikes me is how welcoming everybody's been and how supportive everybody is of our Coastside Bureau here, our Half Moon Bay Police Bureau, as well as the Coastside Patrol. And we have a tremendous staff out here, but just all the niches of personalities on the Coastside and just how everybody has welcomed me and welcomed our Bureau has really, really been profound.
A little bit of background. How long have you been in law enforcement, and what motivated you to get into law enforcement?
So I've worked for the Sheriff's Office for just short of 23 years. It's my only agency I've worked for. I got hired pretty fresh out of college. Originally, when I was in college, I went to Villanova University on the East Coast, and originally I was considering law school after that, and I have my degree in political science. But being on the East Coast in the Philadelphia area during 9/11, and Philadelphia is about halfway between Washington, D.C. and New York, really the idea of public service started to creep in at that point. When I got home, my folks were on the coastside. My dad was friends with a lieutenant at the time, John Quinlan, who was the coastside commander. And when I got back from school and had graduated, we started to have a conversation around that, and he kind of took one look at me and said, "You should work for the sheriff's office." Took a little bit to get hired because there was a little bit of a budget issue at the time. But about 9 months later, I was sworn in as a correctional officer by then Sheriff Don Horsley.
Well, you've been all up and down the county, haven't you? You have been in different cities and you've had different responsibilities, but you've never really been to the coastside before. It seems like with every new person, I don't care what type of business you're in, when somebody comes into the management position, they have their own ideas of how things should run. Do you have any goals in mind that you would like to see happen out here?
Well, for me, community policing and community engagement is really job number one. The issue of crime prevention, traffic enforcement, traffic safety, those are always underlying issues no matter what assignment you work. But for us to just maintain positive relationships with our coastside residents, with our visitors to the area, on the weekend, our visitors can cause some traffic issues, but they are essential for our economy out here. And just making sure they're safe and they're welcome and there's positive interactions with everyone we meet is really important to me.
One of the things we discussed with your boss, the new sheriff, back in the old days, there used to be something called the beat cop. And you see this in some of the older movies where there would be somebody assigned to a neighborhood or a section of a town or a city. And they basically became part of that community. They would walk the street. They would have coffee with people. They developed friendships. We don't do that anymore. I guess it's not really possible, the dynamics of it all. But outside of actually assigning people to certain sections where they can get to know people, what's the best way for officers to interact with the public?
So one of the relatively new policies we have with the Sheriff's Office is the ability for our deputies and sergeants to bid for their assignment. And I will say that the Coastside Patrol Bureau and the Half Moon Bay Police Bureau are one of the most sought after, if not the most sought after assignment. And a lot of that has to do with the positive interactions we have with our residents and visitors. The reason folks seek out this assignment is their ability to take time to walk on Main Street, take time to be in the harbor area, take time to interact with our South Coast residents. While we don't specifically assign folks as a walking beat, you know, we are generally in patrol cars for efficiency purposes. One of my main priorities is to get out on foot and interact with people face to face. And I plan on modeling that behavior. So I would encourage our residents, our visitors, if you see our cops out on the street, take the time to say hello. Take the time, if they're having a cup of coffee, have a cup of coffee with them. Just have that face to face interaction, because the more bonds we build with our residents and our visitors, the better off we're going to be as a police bureau, the better service we're going to provide, just the better relationship we want to have with our people, our residents.
One of the conversations that we had prior to starting this interview was the fact that one of the problems we have, especially on weekends with the tourists, which we love, it's kind of a love-hate relationship sometimes. We love them because it's good revenue for our community, certainly, but they do cause traffic congestion and things of that nature, and they take up a lot of parking spaces. And we talked briefly prior to this interview about the fact that and your people are going to be a little bit more diligent in making sure that people don't exceed the parking times on Main Street, for example. Talk to us about that a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's really a compliment to this community and the work that's been done by the city to encourage visitors. You know, Half Moon Bay has always been a spot where folks want to go to visit the beaches, and especially in the summertime when the weather's gorgeous out here. Like I said, it's really a compliment to this community. But we do want to make sure that folks are visiting the right way, and that we're encouraging folks to visit our businesses in town, our restaurants. And a part of that is parking enforcement and making sure that folks aren't overstaying their welcome, or at least moving around and visiting different spots. So we do have a renewed focus on parking enforcement. We have a new community service officer, and that's her main focus, and she's doing a tremendous job. We are smoothing over some rough spots right now. We've had to dismiss a couple citations for lack of signage, et cetera. But for the most part, she's doing a tremendous job. We're always looking for ways to improve and provide service in a better fashion. But that is a part of what we do, and we'll continue to focus on that as the months get busy this summer.
Do you plan to have any outreaches to our young people, high school, where you have events that would give you a chance to let our young people interact with our law enforcement officials?
We do. We have a number of events planned with our community engagement unit through the sheriff's office, as well as our school resource officers for the coast side. You know, some of them surround the holidays, you know, the 4th of July, and get out there and kind of interact with them. A lot of messaging is important too. We want to make sure, especially, you know, this time of year, we'll see the youths, especially high school and some college age, visit our beaches, and we want to make sure that they're doing things the right way. So we do extra patrols of the beach and interact with those folks, and just provide friendly reminders to do the right thing and clean up your trash and et cetera. So we're always looking for ways to interact with them.
One of the things we talked about with the new sheriff was the fact that there are some concerns about revenue not coming from the state to San Mateo County, which could impact our various services, even including law enforcement. Do you see that as a potential problem?
You know, our police services are always at the foremost, and public safety, I know, is at the foremost of our county government, whether it's the Board of Supervisors, our local elected officials. So while we are anticipating perhaps some issues with some additional revenue, you know, vehicle license fund, et cetera, our efficiencies and the way we conduct our business, we don't anticipate our service lacking as a result of funding. We will always make sure that we strive to provide the utmost in community service.
Well, we're glad you're here. And again, welcome to the Coast Side. And if we can be of service to you, I mean, we are a local community radio station. So if you have announcements or something you want to get out to the public, by all means, let us know. And we'll join forces with you in making sure the word gets out.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic, Jim. One of my priorities out here as well is disaster preparedness. And whether it's a tsunami warning, or, you know, wildland fires, we're at risk on the coast side for some of these issues. And we want to make sure that we can get messaging to all of our residents, and that's going to happen in a variety of ways, including your station. So I appreciate the partnership and look forward to working with you.
Very good. Thank you for coming in. It was a pleasure.
Thanks, Jim.
Sheriff Bender is now 7 months on the job. Our interview occurred relatively soon after being appointed to the position of Chief Law Enforcement Officer for the county. For the feature story of the week, I'm Jim Henderson. 70 years ago, you would not see very many police officers on the coastside. Our population was low, and there was not very much crime to be concerned about. Cameron Palmer, host of the KHMB Time Machine, would like to take us back to the year 1956. Up next, on your community station for the San Mateo County Mid-Coast, this is 100.9 Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
Summer softball is back. The city of Half Moon Bay will be hosting two adult leagues, with the first games beginning Tuesday, August 4th at Smithfield. Registrations now open for 8 adult men's softball teams and 8 adult co-ed teams. Deadline for registration is Tuesday, July 14th. Games will begin at 6 p.m., and the last game of the evening will start approximately at 9 p.m. The 10-week session will conclude with each league's championship tournament taking place the first week of October. For questions and registration, give Alexa a call at area code 650-435-8259. That's Alexa at the rec department. Once again, her number is 650-435-8259. Summer softball is back.
Time keeps on slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine, with host Cameron Palmer.
1956.
The time machine now arrives in the year of 1956. What were things like in Half Moon Bay in those days? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, Fisherman Saves Child, a Half Moon Bay resident, Joe Dutra, witnessed a 6-year-old child being washed into the ocean by Martin's Beach and rushed into the water, saving the child from drowning. Mr. Dutra has been fishing for smelt at the time. And CHP reminds motorists to dim lights. It's the law. California law requires motorists to dim headlights when approaching another car, either from the rear or head-on, according to California Highway Patrol. Drivers are urged to have their lights properly adjusted to use them lawfully at all times. And Coastal Rail Line, out of business. It was 29 years since their trains had connected South Coastside with the San Francisco, but the Ocean Shoal Railroad was technically in business because disputes to its existing right-of-ways. That was finally settled recently when the Superior Court judge in Redwood City settled everyone's claim. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Has anyone noticed how things vintage are back in style? There seems to be a fresh appreciation for clothing, artifacts, utensils, and styles in general from the past. A major news channel recently did a spot recommending buying clothes from yesteryear thrift shops to assure getting quality, many times now missing from the current manufacturers. My mom is loving this trend, since she says her whole house and most of her closet is now considered vintage. Perhaps this recent trend is why our bargain bus, the double-decker bus, is so frequented. Don't miss this bus, which is hard to miss. The big red double-decker bus from England outside my restaurant. You'll find a great treasure in perfect condition from another era at great prices. So when you visit my inn, join in. Join in the inn crowd in appreciating well-made things from the past. As your grandpa may have said, they just don't make things like they used to. Keep calm and vintage on. We do hope you'll visit us soon at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn, and now RV Camping. In 1956, living standards are getting better. There is a greater focus on education, and 1 in 3 high school graduates are now going off to college. The standard of living is also reflected in the cost of living, with inflation at 1.52%. The cost of a new house is $11,700 on yearly wages of about $4,500. Ground coffee is 85 cents a pound, and gas is, get ready for it, 22 cents a gallon. Stories making news. Cuban revolutionaries, including Fidel Castro, land in Cuba. Alabama bus segregation laws are declared illegal by the U.S. Supreme Court, and the U.S. carries out the H-bomb tests on Bikini Atoll in South Pacific. Actress Grace Kelly married Prince Rainier of Monaco. Popular TV shows include As the World Turns and The Price is Right, while mothers can now buy disposable diapers and nonstick frying pans. The epic film The Ten Commandments premieres in one of the most expensive films ever made with some of the largest sets ever created. It is nominated for 7 Academy Awards. Singer Elvis Presley appears on The Ed Sullivan Show and enters the music charts for the first time as the rock and roll dance craze sweeps the world. But here are other artists, and there are also doing well. Let's just say they're doing quite well on the charts. This is one of them. New Orleans-born, this artist has racked up 5 gold records since his first hit just over a year ago. Here's Fats Domino and Blue Monday.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work, plan to sleep all day. Here come Tuesday, oh, Tuesday. I'm so tired, got no time to play. Here come Wednesday, I'm beat to my side. My gal called, got to tell her that I'm out. Cause Thursday is a hard working day, and Friday I'll get my pay. Saturday morning, oh, Saturday morning, all my tiredness, they're gone away. Find my morning, in my heart, and I'm out on the stairs to play. Sunday morning, my head is bad. Boy, it's worth it for the time that I've had. But I've got to get my rest, cause money is a mess.
Chicago-born, this artist is number 3 on the Billboard's Top 100 for 1956. Here's Frankie Lane with Moonlight Gambler.
You can gamble for matchsticks, you can gamble for gold. The stakes may be heavy or small, but if you haven't gambled for love and lost, then you haven't gambled at all. They call me the Moonlight Gambler. I've gambled for love and lost. When I gamble for love and it isn't in the cards, oh, what heartaches it can cost me. Win or lose, I'm a moonlight gambler, and a winner is what I long to be. So I'll gamble
it me. You can gamble for matchsticks, you can gamble for gold. The stakes may be heavy or small, but if you haven't gambled for love and lost, then you haven't gambled at all. No, if you haven't gambled for love in the moonlight, then you haven't gambled at all. So I'll gamble for love just as long as I live, till the day Lady Luck smiles at me. They call me the Moonlight Gambler. They call me the Moonlight Gambler.
Join me again next week and next time for another journey in the time machine. Thanks for listening to KHMV. I'm Cameron Palmer.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
A reverse mortgage is a financial tool that allows senior homeowners to access the equity in their homes without having to sell them. Essentially, instead of making monthly mortgage payments, seniors receive money from a lender, which is then paid back when they move out of the home or pass away. This can be particularly beneficial for seniors who are on a fixed income and may need extra funds to cover living expenses, healthcare costs, or home repairs. By providing access to cash while allowing them to stay in their homes, reverse mortgages can help seniors maintain their quality of life, such as paying off existing debts, funding home improvements, or covering medical expenses. This financial cushion can give seniors peace of mind, helping them to live more comfortably and securely without the burden of monthly mortgage payments. For more information about this financial tool for seniors, call your Coastside Reverse Mortgage Specialist at 858-967-6060. 858-967-6060.
Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, Community Radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everyone. This is Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones here in Half Moon Bay. And this week's financial focus, the hidden danger of investing too cautiously. One of the most significant risks investors face isn't losing money in a market dip. It's failing to reach their long-term financial goals. Many people focus heavily on short-term losses in the stock market and try to protect their savings by investing conservatively or avoiding stocks altogether. But that runs the risk that their savings won't grow enough to keep up with inflation and support future needs. Understanding what investment risk really means helps you make smarter financial decisions considering these three key aspects. First is risk tolerance. It describes your emotional comfort with risk. If you would want to pull your money out of the market during a downturn, that reveals something about your tolerance. Many financial advisors use questionnaires to help clients understand how they might react in different market conditions. Next is risk capacity, which refers to how much risk you can afford to take. Your timeline matters. A 35-year-old saving for retirement has decades to ride out the market swings. A retiree drawing income from their portfolio doesn't have that same cushion. Finally is required risk, which describes how much risk you may need to take to reach your financial goals. Higher returns generally come with higher risk. though higher risk does not guarantee higher returns. If you need strong growth to retire comfortably, you may need to accept more short-term volatility. Sometimes these elements don't line up. You might be uncomfortable with risk, but need strong growth to meet your goals. Balance and diversification matter. Finding the right balance matters more than you might think. A small difference in your annual rate of return, from 5% to 7%, for instance, doesn't just add up a little. It multiplies. That's the power of compounding. Returns earning their own returns year after year, building on an ever-growing base. Over 30 or 35 years, that can become significant. You needn't choose between playing it so safe your money barely keeps up with inflation and taking on more risk than you're comfortable with. Instead, a balanced mix can fit your comfort level and still help grow your money over time. Then there's the age factor. You'll want to adjust your approach to risk as you get older. If retirement is years away, your portfolio may lean towards growth investments like stocks and stock mutual funds. You have time to absorb short-term losses and benefit from long-term gains. Lower-risk investments like bonds still play a role because they can help smooth out changes in your portfolio's value. As you near retirement, your portfolio may shift toward a more even mix of stocks and bonds to limit exposure to large market swings. The goal is to protect what you've built while still generating enough growth to fund a retirement that could last decades. Investing well isn't about eliminating risk. It's about taking the right amount of it. Too little risk can be just as damaging as too much. A financial advisor can help you find the balance that matches your comfort level, your financial situation, and your long-term goals. Investors should understand the risks involved with owning investments, including interest rate risk, credit risk, and market risk. The value of investments fluctuates, and investors can lose some or all of their principal. This has been Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones here in Half Moon Bay, and this week's Financial Focus.
This content was provided by Edward Jones. For use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 650-726-9133.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710, and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
We all have places that hold our most cherished memories. The beach where you first fell in love. The quiet forest trail where you found peace. Now you can weave your personal story into the very landscape of the Coastside places you love most. Through the Tribute Tables program, a unique collaboration between Friends of Santa Cruz State Parks and California State Parks, you can dedicate a beautiful handmade solid redwood picnic table. Your custom engraved message will offer a place of respite for park visitors at 19 iconic locations, including Half Moon Bay State Beach. Your tax-deductible donation directly funds vital local park education, conservation, and historic preservation to leave your legacy of love in the parks you cherish. Contact Friends of Santa Cruz State Parks today. Email donate at thatsmypark.org. That's donate at thatsmypark.org.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Welcome to Keeping Pace with Your Health right here on KHMB. I'm your host, Gail W. Dale from Fit Holistics. Now, if you were to walk into a high-level briefing room or hitch a ride on Air Force 2, you might notice something a little unusual in the air. It's not the scent of political drama or expensive cologne. No, it's a distinctly tangy, slightly sulfurous aroma. According to a fascinating new report in the Wall Street Journal, a brand new dietary craze is sweeping right through the highest levels of Washington. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Vice President J.D. Vance, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, and Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy have all completely overhauled their plates. And what are they eating? Heaping portions of grass-fed steak and, believe it or not, sauerkraut. I'll tell you why after this message from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Brian Shepherd here with Shepherd Family Dentistry. Do you hate going to the dentist? Yeah, sure, you and everyone else. People come into the office, they look me in the eye, and they say, you know, Doc, I really hate being here. I look back at them and say, you know, if you told me you like getting poked and prodded with needles, you'd be a bit strange. But then, once I sit them up from the chair, they look at me and they say, you know, that wasn't nearly as bad as I thought. If you hate going to the dentist, you should come to Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Welcome back to Keeping Pace with Your Health right here on KHMB. I'm your host, Gail W. Dale from Fit Holistics. As promised, the Rona Barrett style reveal on the brand new dietary craze is sweeping right through the highest levels of Washington. Under the tutelage of Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Vice President J.D. Vance, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, and Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy are all eating grass-fed steak and sauerkraut. You heard it here first. RFK Jr. revealed at a recent event that he lost 20 pounds in just 30 days on this plan. People are flooding social media, talking about how leaned out J.D. Vance is looking. It's gotten to the point where RFK Jr.'s wife, Cheryl Hines, jokingly complained on a podcast that he tries to hand her leaking bags of sauerkraut to store in her luxury designer purses. So, what is driving this high-powered political shift? It all traces back to the science of one specific physician, Dr. Sean O'Mara. Dr. O'Mara is a former White House physician who now runs a specialized private practice focusing on full-body MRIs. And his medical crusade isn't focused on the fat you can pinch on your arm or your thigh. He is tracking down the ultimate health villain, visceral fat. Visceral fat is the toxic, inflammatory fat that wraps itself deep inside your abdomen, suffocating your vital organs. It's the number one driver of metabolic syndrome, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and chronic pain. Dr. O'Mara's core scientific thesis is simple. If you want to melt away visceral fat, optimize your cognitive performance, and radically reverse biological aging, you have to stop eating factory-processed foods and completely rebuild your microbiome. His protocol instructs patients to cut out all alcohol, sodas, and sugary processed foods and replace them with a heavy rotation of grass-fed meats and raw, living, fermented foods like kimchi, pickles, and sauerkraut. When you eat raw sauerkraut, you are flooding your gut with millions of living, beneficial microbes. This turns your microbiome into a metabolic powerhouse. A robust microbiome reduces systemic inflammation, which signals your body that it is safe to finally burn off that stubborn, visceral fat. For RFK Jr., this massive drop in internal inflammation didn't just shed pounds. He credits it with clearing up his chronic joint aches and even eliminating his history of atrial fibrillation and irregular heart rhythm. While these Washington officials are paying upwards of $18,000 for direct consultations with Dr. O'Mara, the beautiful truth is that you can implement this exact science tonight right here on the Coastside for the price of a mason jar and follow a few simple old world rules. First, look for real fermentation. When shopping at our local markets, skip the shelf-stable sauerkraut on the warm grocery aisles. That's been pasteurized with heat, which kills all the beneficial bacteria. Dr. O'Mara actually advises picking your fermented foods from the very back of the refrigerator section, where less light can degrade the living microbes. For snacking, ditch the crackers and chips. The Washington insiders have switched to what O'Mara calls old-world cheeses, eating plain slices of Parmesan on a wheel, blue cheese, or Gorgonzola. For protein, focus on grass-fed beef or lamb, which carry a much healthier fatty acid profile than factory-farmed meats. You don't have to agree on politics to agree on the biochemistry of the human body. Melting visceral fat, clearing up your skin, and sharpening your brain comes down to honoring your gut microbiome. So ditch the meal deal at fast food restaurants and grab some sauerkraut. You'll be on the road toward vibrant health. I'm Gail W. Dale of Fit Holistics, and that's all the time we have for today on Keeping Pace with Your Health. Join me next time as we explore another vital aspect of your well-being. Until then, remember to take good care of yourselves, inside and out.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710, and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
On the carousel, on the carousel.
Coastside Carousel.
the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Welcome to Coastside Carousel here on KHMB. I'm your host, Mike Dale, and today our musical caravan is pulling up to one of the absolute gems of the Coastside scene, the Coastal Vine in Moss Beach. If you've ever spent an evening there, you know it's so much more than a wine bar. It's a true community sanctuary designed by owner Chandra Mayer. Between the incredible curated pours, the coastal breeze, and the intimate candlelight ambiance, it has become the premier living room for live local music. Yes, it's in a house, and you are in a living room. This week, we're giving you an exclusive sneak peek at their blockbuster July calendar, spinning four distinct artists who represent the incredible variety of sounds echoing through the Moss Beach area this summer. On the weekend of July 17 and 18, you might as well camp there at the Vine, because two wonderful bands will be in the living room, Diamond Head Jazz and the Half Moon Band. The Diamond Head Jazz Ensemble brings an absolute masterclass in swing and bebop to the Vine, and the Half Moon Band, led by Luis Rojas and vocalist Janine Wilkinson, play the songs we know and love with classic rock and pop favorites. Here's the Half Moon Band and Diamond Head Jazz to kick off our special Coastside Carousel, celebrating music at the Vine in July on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Space with minimum waste, maximum joy. City lights and business nights. When you require streetcar desire for higher heights, a place for beginners, a sensitive heart. Sentiment is left to chance. A place to be ending with somewhere to start. No need to ask, there's a smooth operator. Smooth operator. Smooth operator. A smooth operator. LA to Chicago, Western Mail, across the north and south to Key Largo, La Force. Chase a license to love, a
insurance to hold. Melts all your memories and change the gold. His eyes are like angels, but his heart is cold. No need to ask, he's a smooth operator. Smooth operator, a smooth operator, smooth operator. Coast to coast, LA to Chicago, Western Mail. Across the north and south to Key Largo, love for sale. Smooth operator. Smooth operator, a smooth operator, a smooth operator, a smooth operator, smooth operator.
It's the Coastside Carousel, spin it around. Mike Dale's at the wheel with that half moon bass sound. KHMB, keeping it real, the pulse of the coast and the way that we feel. By local artists for the community, the Coastside Carousel is where we wanna be.
Community Radio for the Coastside is KHMB, and this is Coastside Carousel, the show by and for local artists on the Coastside and the wonderful venues at which they play, namely the Coastal Vine in Moss Beach. I'm Mike Dale, and we just heard a few tracks from Diamond Head Jazz and the Half Moon Band celebrating the July calendar at the Coastal Vine in Moss Beach. Support for our musical journey each week comes from a landmark that knows a thing or two about great food and hospitality, Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn on Highway 1. Whether you're craving their world-famous authentic fish and chips or looking to share a cold pint with friends in their iconic bar, Cameron's is the ultimate pre-show hangout. Now let's shift gears from the heart of the coast to the outer edges of the solar system. Coming to the Coastal Vine July 23rd is Highway to Pluto. Well, it's not a band per se, but a state of mind in the form of our friend Jane Woodman of Slack Tide Currents. Jane writes infectious melodies and heartfelt lyrics about life and love. And then to round out the month of July is our friend singer-songwriter Rick Mixter, whose acute observations on the ironies of life expressed as musical poetry are not to be missed. Let's get two tracks now from Jane and Rick. It's KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Take this back to our place. I don't care that it's Tuesday. You know you still move me at home.
Again, and we're the only two people left in the world. It's the Coastside Carousel, spin it around. Mike Dale's at the wheel with that half moon bass sound. KHMB, keeping it real. The pulse of the coast and the way that we feel. By local artist for the community. The Coastside Carousel is where we want to be.
FM and AM 1710 is KHMB. You've got it on Coastside Carousel, the show by and for local artists each week, brought to us by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn on Highway 1. And there is the beautiful songwriting of Rick Mixter and Jane Woodman, a.k.a. Highway to Pluto, a couple of great tracks. All told, for the month of July, four incredible artists, one spectacular venue, the Coastal Vine. And whether you're there for the cool, sophisticated rhythms of Diamondhead Jazz on July 17, the big hometown sound of the Half Moon Band on July 18, the infectious energy of Highway to Pluto with Jane Woodman on July 23rd, or perhaps the intimate stories of Rick Mixter on July 30th, It's all there at the Coastal Vine in Moss Beach. Summer doesn't get much better than that. By the way, Chandra at the Vine never charges a cover charge for this great music. She just asks that you grab a glass or two of wine or maybe a bottle, hang out with friends, and support the independent venues keeping live music thriving right here on the Coastside.
That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the Coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. In several decisions over recent years, the Supreme Court has consistently ruled that it is unconstitutional for the government to encourage religion. Did our founding fathers agree with this? Consider the words of Henry Lawrence, a signer of the Constitution and a president of Congress. Henry Lawrence declared, "I had the honor of being one who framed that Constitution. In order effectually to accomplish these great ends set forth in the Constitution, it is especially the duty of those who bear rule to promote and encourage respect for God and virtue, and to discourage every degree of vice and immorality." Founding Father Henry Lawrence believed that the goals of the Constitution could not be fulfilled apart from a fear and a respect for God, and that it was therefore the duty of government to encourage this among the people.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.